Check one, check, check, check.
Are you ready?
Tell me what your name is.
This is
Nick K.
The UK Top 10.
Hello, welcome to the UK Top 10.
Hey!
What a whopper of a show, Serena.
I know, I'm excited. There's lots of boys on this show. It's
too many boys for my liking. We're doing the 90s boy band blitz today. You caught up with a few 90s boy bands in the week and we put them all together. We're going to get them on the air.
I did. New Kids on the Block fans and Blue fans, get ready to squeal because it's all about them this week.
Okay, and as well as that, speaking of boy bands, you're never going to believe who sent me their phone number.
Who?
Jedward sent me their phone number. I'm not even going to make anyone wait right now. I'm going to dial their number right now. Let's give the boys a call even before we kick off the countdown. Jedward!
Hey, Nick, what's up?
What's going on, mate?
Right now, we're in our house right now, working on new songs, getting our album together. I'm really excited about coming back to Australia, coming back to the good weather. Today it's a nice day in Ireland, but I say it's even hotter in Australia.
Yeah, mate. We've actually got winter at the moment in Australia, and...
Really?
Yeah, it's winter, but it's still warmer than it is in Ireland and the UK.
What, do you guys get snow ever?
No, well, not in Sydney. We don't get snow. You'd get some snow in Canberra.
Australia, has it ever gotten snow? Like, you can't go skiing there, so yeah. Hey, Edward. Hey, everyone.
Hey, mate, where did you come from? You sound like you just had a nap.
Yeah, smoothies, and we got mango smoothies as well.
Mango smoothies?
Yeah, we did it in McDonald's.
Amazing. Yeah, do you know what's good from McDonald's? Have you had those iced coffee frappuccinos with the cream on top?
I had them in Starbucks, but I think it's cool that McDonald's now has loads of different things.
Hey, you guys went to Eurovision.
Yeah, Eurovision was crazy this year.
No, you didn't perform there.
At Eurovision was insane, okay? We done Eurovision twice. Our first song was Lipstick and our second song was Waterline. The vibe was insane. Basically, all the journalists kept telling me and Edward that no one there flipped out. They're all flipping out going, whoa, it's Jedward. And like literally had like a whole of all the press, all the journalists go, whoa, it's Jedward, because they get really, really excited when they see me and Edward. And
what's that, this year?
Yeah, this year in Denmark. And then basically we met like all these people and they all wanted to do Eurovision again. They're like, do Eurovision again. And all the official people who like run the show, direct the show, do all the staging are like, whoa, you guys did the show. Oh yeah, I saw Australia, you guys did the Jessica, she sang the
Jessica Malboy performed in front of all the people there.
That's
at Eurovision.
That's such a big step for Australia being in Eurovision. Like, you guys are like, oh, I was watching it, and now you're finally on the stage.
It's I love it. Especially because we're not a part of Europe, so it gets us over there, people get to see what we're doing and that sort of thing. Hey, what did you think of Jess's performance anyway?
I think she's great. I heard the song on YouTube, and like she had the spaceman come down from above and had to fly. So I think it was cool. It was cool, like all the Australian people on stage with surfboards and stuff like that.
it was an incredible performance. Boys, can you do us a huge favour? Just hang around for a second. We're going to come back and chat with you in a bit more about Eurovision, and of course we've got a surprise for everyone as well.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, hang around. Jedward are co-hosting the show. More with them. They are going to be back in just a couple of minutes time. Iggy Azalea as we kick off this countdown with Fancy number 10 this week on the UK Top 10.
Ladies and gents, attention!
The music.
What's up, Australia? This is Jedward and you're listening to Nick Cage on the UK Top 10.
Just makes you want to...
J-U-M-P.
Turn it up!
Jedward are on the phone. They've been waiting while we play all those songs and do the albums chart. Now, you guys didn't perform this year at Eurovision. Casey Smith did. You were there to support her, but unfortunately, she didn't get through. But you guys have got through twice before. So I don't know what does it take to get through in Eurovision. Have you got any tips?
Get through. You just have to go out and stage. I mean, you never know what's going to be like. You never know what's... I don't know. I've only ever got through, but it's hard. Like, because you're against all these different countries and stuff, and you got to get the jury vote, and you got to get the vote. But, like, what it takes to get through is just to go out there with a different type of song, a song that's fresh and new that no one's ever heard before, a cool look. You got to have a cool outfit.
Yeah.
You got to have good... just have loads of fun, because there's so many people watching around the world who get together in their house, and they just want to have a good time and see someone... having so much fun on stage, and just gonna have fun and stuff like that.
I think that's why you guys nailed it, because you do have that really cool look. You know, no one has that you know, that hair, those suits, the way you do it. You know, no one else is doing that. That's why you guys are so good at what you do.
I know, that was crazy, but like, it's really exciting because It was exciting to be back, not actually be a contestant, to be there. It was so crazy, because how crazy is Nick Cave? They flew us over, to a really, really cool hotel.
Awesome.
They have us over. They wanted us over to be there to win. Like, that's crazy.
That's great. That's amazing.
You should have had us on stage to perform, but it's okay. We should come back for Australia next year and, like, sing for Australia and be like, what's up? It's Jedward. Our granny's Australian.
Can you imagine Jedward supporting Australia for the Eurovision?
I'd do like an out of this world performance that is like Michael Jackson, you know, when he came on stage and did the moonwalk, do something crazy like the moonwalk where everyone's like speeches going, did you just see that? And like,
you have to invent some kind of new move that everyone just loses their mind over.
Yeah, like just something insane. And we were like, that's Australia. And Australia were like, what?
And who were you rooting for in the Eurovision? Like, obviously you're rooting for Ireland, but besides Ireland, who were you going for?
I was rooting for the Netherlands. I really liked that song. I think it was cool the way that they did something different, and it wasn't just a typical. It kind of stood out because it was different. They came second.
Which one were they? Were they the ones that had the hot chicks with the boobs out churning the butter?
No. It wasn't Poland. That was interesting.
That was fantastic.
I like that song. If it was in English, it would have been maybe cooler. But yeah, it was good. It kind of sounded like K-pop music, kind of.
I thought that as well.
Yeah. So Nick was thinking the same. But yeah, I was supporting, because when I got there, I was supporting them. Like, I thought Finland were cool. They were like kind of rock band. They had kind of a 30 seconds Mars vibe going on.
Yeah, they did. Hey, listen, you boys, I wanted to say this to you because since we last spoke, we've done a bit of tweeting back and forth and this and that, you know what I mean? And I have to say, your fans, I don't think there's a word for them. Like, I've never seen anything like that. Your fans are incredibly, incredibly supportive of you guys.
Yeah, they are. It's great because, like, Twitter connects the whole entire world. And, like, it's so great because we do concerts all, like, in Germany, Sweden, like, just all different countries. And the way, like, you can go on Twitter and you can thank everyone who comes to concert and everything, the way everyone gets really, really involved. And we always involve all our fans in videos and YouTube, tweeting and going, wow. And then it's great that we're all, like, a massive team and we just all have a great time. So it's great that they're always tweeting you guys and getting really excited. And they're really excited the fact that we're talking to you as well.
Yeah.
And they're like, whoa, do you want to give a big shout out to all the fans? I want them to have an amazing summer. Go out there. Don't have a care in the world. Throw away all your doubts. Have a great summer. Listen to music. Hang out with your friends. And be safe.
That's beautiful, guys. Hey, by the way, speaking of fans and speaking of, you know, connecting with YouTube, Twitter, and all that sort of thing, I had an idea, okay? I want to run it past
you. What's your idea, Nick?
I want to run it past you. I want to see what you boys think, and I want to get your feedback, okay? It involves your fans getting up close and personal with you, asking you some questions, and I'm going to give you all the details in the next 15 minutes' time. Can you hang around for just a little bit for us?
Yes.
All right, stand by if you want to get up close and personal with Jedward. Details are on the way. We are doing the hashtag KISS90sBoyBand and Blitz in just a second. Serena caught up with a member from Five, a member from Blue, and a member from another 90s boy band as well. That is on the way next. Pitbull, Wild Wild Love, 6 in the UK top 10 on KISS.
Ladies and gents, attention.
The music. What's up, Australia? This is Jedward, and you're listening to Nick Cave on the UK top 10.
Just makes you want to J-U-M-P.
The boys, Jedward, hanging out on hold at the moment. Boys, I've got a proposition for you, okay? Here's what I'm thinking. We get your fans to tweet in questions for you, anything they want to ask, right?
Yes.
And then you boys and myself, we'll meet up somewhere, right? Somewhere, I don't know, I'll come to Dublin, you know, we'll find a nice spot Grafton Street or something, and we'll just, you know, answer a bunch of listener questions, fan questions, and we'll play the song in the background and we can make it go viral. What do you reckon?
Totally. Let's just go for a massive rave on Grafton Street and be like, get like about 1,000 fans there going mental. Just have an open. You know, Oprah and those big massive presenters in the world have these massive audiences come. We could have this like just a massive, like, everyone sitting down and like going, so what's the next question? Hey, and then they say where they're from and we answer their question. And it's all just like, and no one knows what's going on. But
Oh my god! Let's do it. Let's do this. Are you in?
I'm totally in. That sounds amazing. I'd love to do that. And we could do, like, just crazy stuff, like, do the cha-cha, do, like, whatever we want to do. Just the most spontaneous thing where it's like, that's what I'm talking about. That'd be like so really, really cool.
These are the ideas that we need. I love this. Let's workshop it. Okay, here's what I want to do. I reckon we can make this go viral, right? Hashtag Jedward Kiss video. Let's get that going now on Twitter. I'm going to tweet that from the Kiss account. And you go up, boys, if you want to retweet it, you can do that. Let's get, you know, the fans.
I will tweet it.
The fans on board, tweet your questions in. We're going to work on this video, you know, make getting everyone together for this video. Hashtag Jedward Kiss video. What do you reckon?
Hashtag Jedward Kiss video. Let's do it. Let's get it trending worldwide and make it a massive thing. Get all the fans involved, all the questions, what they want us to do, what's going to be involved. I think it'd be great. I think it would just be awesome.
Amazing. Hey, on the song really quickly, I had to listen to it. I've obviously heard it before, but I had to listen to it just before I came and chat to you boys because I was like, I need to refresh it in my memory.
Cool, Nick.
It's a great song. It sounds so different to your other stuff. I love it.
Yeah. The thing about the Free Spirit song is that we wanted it to, when we were singing it, when we wrote it, we wanted it to be like a happy medium where it wasn't like too low or too high. It was like kind of an easy kind of key where you're listening to it. Do you think sometimes you know something like lipstick? It's lipstick's really high. Like it's like, she got lipstick. It's really high.
Yeah.
We wanted it to be like a happy medium. So like it was just show a different range of our voice. So like our fans really like that, and it's great that the reaction of Free Spirit, and we're really excited about them hearing the rest of the album because we have just so much surprises to come. So they like Free Spirit,
amazing.
Then they're in for a surprise with our other songs.
Amazing. Now, is it about someone in particular that has a Free Spirit, or are you just referring to, I don't know, yeah, all your beautiful fans?
Well, basically, the song was inspired because we're really into sports and stuff. We watch the Olympics and stuff. We watch just follow a lot of sports over the year and stuff. And this girl, her name was Gracie Gold.
Okay.
And she's an ice skater. And just the way, like, the ice skaters, she moves on the ice and everything, that kind of inspired the music, the vibe.
Wow.
But then we wrote song for our fans because like everyone's a free spirit, like everybody who goes out there and does what they have to do and doesn't care about people saying this, people saying that. You're a free spirit, you're living your life, you're doing what you want to do, and that's what we wanted the song to be, a song that like just inspires our fans. And I think so far there's been, I think there's 30 fans so far. Last week it was 20, but there's, I think, just nearly 30 fans who have Free Spirit tattooed on them already.
My god.
Yeah.
That is insane. What's the craziest thing a fan's ever done?
The craziest thing, no.
That's pretty crazy, getting tattooed.
Yeah. Yeah, it is crazy. That's a crazy thing, getting tattoos. Like, there's so many fans. I think they're in competition who can get the most Jedward tattoos and what different tattoos. So by the time they hear the rest of our album, they will be covered in tattoos because
yeah,
every song is unforgettable, will be really cool and they'd like it. But yeah, there's a lot of crazy things. I just, fans, the way, like, they get behind our songs and the way, just so many different things. I'll write a list and I'll DM you some crazy things.
Ah, boys,
happen.
Amazing. All right, listen, should we play the new song right now? Can we do that?
Yes, let's play the new song on Kiss.
Let's do it. We're going to play Free Spirit right now. This is the brand new hit single from Jedward. And let's get that trending as well. Let's make this video happen. Hashtag Jedward Kiss video. I can already see it going viral.
I can see it being huge because everyone's all about having a good time and doing new and different creative things. Let's get trending. Everybody listening, hashtag Jedward Kiss video on Twitter. Kiss, you're going to tweet it. We'll retweet it. We'll tweet about it. Let's make it go viral.
Oh, we love you, boys. We love you so much. Thank you so much for chatting with us today.
Thanks, Nick. I'm John.
I'm Edward.
Yeah, we are Jedward. Only on Kiss FM.
Only a flame can light me up. She ignites sparks.